声的仆人。
Many of God's servants.
许多在教会中有侍奉的人。
Many of those who serve in the church.
许多所谓的领袖的人。
Many of those who so-called leaders.
他们好像磨牙一样。
Yes.
从来没有听到过。
Never was empty before.
从来没有炼金过。
Never was so out.
如果这样的话。
Because of this.
怎样能叫神的工作蒙恩呢？
How can...The Lord bless His work.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
属灵的领袖乃是破碎的人
Spiritual leaders are those who know what it means they're broken.
而不是完整的人
They are not perfect people.
很多的时候人太完整了
Sometimes because we're too perfect.
所以主在他身上就没有出路
Therefore the Lord has no way through them.
如果今天我们在神面前是个破碎的人
I see that you are a broken vessel in God's hand.
神从我们身上就有路
Then God has a way through us. And so Paul said according to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 he said we have this treasure with an earthen vessel and to demonstrate the power it's not according to us but according to the Spirit we have
却不被困住心里这难却不知失望造地婆就不被丢弃达到了就不知死亡
We are afflicted in every way and not crushed perplexed and not despairing persecuted but not forsaken struck down but not destroyed
他身上有许多的破口
There are many wounds
所以里面宝贝的光能照耀
Therefore the treasure shines
所以我们在四福音看见主在那里训练他们就是十字架的工作
So we see the Lord was teaching the 12 lessons of the cross
第三
Third point
主在那里训练他们谦卑的功课
The Lord was teaching them the lesson of humility
多次我们看见
Many times we see
这十二个门徒本身都是没有什么的
We see that all these 12 naturally they have nothing
但是虽然他们本身是那么软弱卑贱
Even though they are weakand nothing
他们一直在那里争谁是更大
and they're still there wrestling who is the leader among them
我们不要笑这十二个门徒
we do not, don't laugh at those 12
我们就是这十二个门徒
we are those 12 disciples
我们实在没有什么
we have nothing
但是我们却在那里一直与我们的弟兄姊妹争谁是大
but we are still wrestling with our brothers and sisters who is the leader among us
我们大家都要做最大
we all want to be the first
但是主在那里教训他们
The Lord tell us
多次地教训他们
He told them many times
有的时候主在那里叫一个小拿一个小孩子来
Sometimes the Lord brought a child before them
放在他们中间
He put the child in the middle
不但对他们讲话
Not only to teach them
也要叫他们看见
He want them to see
他说人若我们处处都要依靠我们的
主。So we have to trust the Lord.
我们要学习谦卑的功课。
We need to learn to be humble.
第四
，Four.
圣经里面，四福音里面
，In the four gospels,
主也一直教导他们祷告的功课。
And the Lord taught them the lessons of prayer.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
有的时候主在哪里祷告，给他们榜样。
And sometimes the Lord prayed.To set an example for
the
Lord. When the Lord was praying,
门徒看见主的祷告
when they see the Lord pray,
他们里面就有一个渴慕的心
and they create in them a longing.
他们是主啊，教导我们。
The Lord teach us how to pray.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
主在哪里教导他们祷告
The Lord taught them how to pray.
我们要常常祷告，不可灰心
But pray and without thinking. Yeah.
我们要精心祷告。
We have to watch and pray.
免得入了迷惑。
Not to fall into temptation.
祷告这一个功课。
This lesson of prayer.
那是心灵的领袖所必须学习的功课。
This is one of the lessons the spiritual leader must learn.
很可惜今天有许多做领袖的人。
Sorry to say, many of the leaders today, because they have not learned the lessons of prayer. They can do a work in front of people. They can even preach before
us.
But in the back, they do not have a quiet life before the Lord.They do not know how to pray and to work through prayer.
这样的工作都是暂时的。
All that kind of work is temporal.
一时有兴奋，
there is momentarily there will be some excitement.
过了就完了。
And once it's gone, it's gone.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
一个做属灵领袖的人必须在祷告上受训练。
To be a spiritual leader, you must learn the lesson of prayer.
神的工作乃是在膝盖上来做的。
God's work is being done in the hidden place.
神的工作不是用手来做的。
God's work is not done by hand.
更不是用口来做的。
It's not done by your mouth.
乃是用你的膝盖来做的。
It's done on your knee.
戴德森先生
，Hudson Taylor，
就是美丽会的创办人
，The founder of China Innovation.
我们在中国的信徒，我们一直感谢神为这块德生。
We Chinese believers, we thank the Lord for this vessel.
因为神用它把福音带到我们中国的内地。
Because the Lord used him to bring gospel to China.
戴德森先生一生中间有一件突出的事情。
In his life, there was one particular experience.
那是许多的人常常提起的。
It's one of the experience that people often mention.
他懂得祷告。
He knows prayer.
他说
，He said,
我们能单单借助祷告
，We can only use prayer.
我们能叫神起来做事
，We can then God can rise up and work.
我们能借助祷告
，We can use prayer.
能借助神叫人起来做事。
We can ask through prayer, God can raise man to do the work.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
这个就是主训练他的门徒。
This is how the Lord trained His disciples.
我们有心
，We have a heart.
我们被主拣选
，We are chosen.
主就要在我们身上做训练的。
And the Lord will begin His training.
他要在多方面来训练。
He will train us in many ways.
叫我们能成为有用的。
So that we can be of useful vessels.
但是当然。我们知道要做属灵的领袖
，But we know to be a spiritual
是需要出相当的代价。
It's costly.
许多人愿意做领袖
，Many do desire to be a leader，
但是他们不愿意出代价。
But they do not want to pay the cost.
如果一个人他不肯让十字架在他身上做工
，If you are unwilling to allow the cross do its work，
这一个人。从他的里面就没有基督生命的流露。
Then you have no Christ can impart to others.
这样怎么能做属灵的领袖
？How can that person be a leader？
所以我们看见一个做属灵领袖的人是一个需要做重大代价的人。
And so we see to be a spiritual leader, it is a very costly matter.
如果今天你不预备出代价的话
，But you're not prepared to pay the cost，
我们的主说你就不要。
The Lord said, "Do not come and follow me."
我们有没有安静在主的面前
？Have we been quiet before the Lord?
来计算这个代价
，and count the cost.
你知道，当我们起来跟从主的时候
，when we follow the Lord,
有许多的人没有计算代价
，and many of them have not counted the cost.
那是一时受情感的冲动
，because they were stirred by emotion.
如果传道人在那里讲道的时候
，because the preacher when he was preaching,
他讲了一些动人的故事
，and he was saying some moving words.
讲道或者是主的爱，或者是许多爱主的人的故事
，and talk about the love of the Lord and how the people love the Lord.
叫你情感上面受极大的刺激
，and you stirred up emotionally.
哎呀，他传道人在那里说了
，and the preacher would say,
你如果受主的感动，你要把你自己奉献给主出来做传道。
And you move by the Holy Spirit, you must give yourself to preach.
我就是这样奉献出来。
I was dedicated myself that way.
当我在那里蒙恩得救的那个时候
when I was newly saved,
我寻求主的救恩寻求了一年也没有得
救。I seek the Lord's saving grace for over a year.
但是到了有一天
So one day,
主的怜悯临到我的身上
the Lord's mercy came upon me.
哎呀，所以在那一次也是开大会，大会。
At that time there was a big revival.
到了某一天，那个传道人总是讲奉献的。
At the end of that series of meetings, and the priest was preaching on this matter, consecration.
那个时候讲奉献就是奉献做传道。
At that time when he mentioned consecration, means he had to
come. 这个奉献的道理完全讲错的。
Of course, the preacher was wrong.
现在我们知道每一个基督徒应当奉献
but now we know every Christian must be a consecrated person
奉献呢是为主而活
consecration means live for the Lord
并不是为主去传道
that means you have to preach for the Lord
当然你为主而活有的时候主要你去传道你去传道了
if you live for the Lord if you want to preach you preach
奉献呢是让主在你身上做工
actually consecration is allow the Lord to do a work in your life
不是叫你去替主做工
it's not for you to work for him
这个才是奉献
this is consecration
但是那个时候讲到的人也糊涂听到的人也糊涂
well so at that time the one who preached was in Korea and I was in Korea
所以讲到的人在哪里最后一天讲奉献
and so the last message was on this matter of consecration
在台上挂了一个大的中国地图
and on the board there was a big map of our China.
他在那里讲了
and he was preaching.
这样的爱你
the way how the Lord loves
you. 你如果爱主的话
if you love him,
你要奉献做传道
you have to consecrate yourself to be a preacher.
你要到哪里去传道你自己可以选的
where you want to go, it's up to you.
那么我很受感动
I was greatly moved.
我刚刚得救
I was newly saved.
满座是热
full of zeal.
同时又是少年人
and also I was very young
那个时候我15岁
I was only 15
我心里在哪里想
I was thinking
我爱主
I love the Lord
我要给人看见
I want to
see 我爱主比别人爱得多
I love the Lord more than anyone else
我要到最远的地方
I want to go to the first
最远的地方
most difficult place to serve the Lord
那传道人就说了
and then the preacher said
你们奉献的人到台上来
those who want to be consecrated come up
你们要到哪里去手就是哪个地方
Wherever you want to go, put your finger there.
我就跑到台上
and I'll put a comb.
我的手就是在蒙古
and I'll put a comb. Point his finger to Mongolia.
因为在当时中国人里面，蒙古是最远的。
Because in those days, Mongolia is the furthest point in China.
这是最难的
and the most difficult place.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你不要笑我。
Brothers and sisters, do not laugh at me.
我很认真的
I was very real. I was
sincere. 我那天这样奉献了之后。
After I was consecrated,
头一年
the first year,
我天天为蒙古祷告
I prayed for Mongolia.
我找在哪里找蒙古的书
I look for books about Mongolia.
蒙古的事情
I want to know about Mongolia.
同时我心里也定规了
And I have decided.
我中学毕业
After I graduated from high school,
我不要念大学
I will not go to college.
大学四年那个时间就浪费了
Yeah, 4 years college, you waste your time.
我去找一个圣经学校
So I look for a Bible school.
我读圣经
I want to study Bible.
我自己
prepare myself.
到蒙古去传道，
蒙古去蒙古要去背。
主也有拿我的心愿。
The Lord honors my heart。
主知道我的心是对。
The Lord knows my heart is right。
那是感谢主。
But thank the Lord。
过了不久
，Not long after，
过了差不多两年。
Maybe 2 years after that,
主就给我看见
The Lord allowed me to see.
虽然他悦纳我的心愿
even though He honored my heart,
但是这不是他的旨意
but that was not His will.
我到今天还没有到过蒙古
even today I haven't been to Mongolia. Thank the Lord.
不过我在这里就要举一个例
I want to give an illustration.
就是说今天你若过要做主的器皿
If we want to be a vessel in God's hand,
你必须要准备出代价
You must be willing to count the cost.
那个代价是什么呢
And what is the cost?
那个代价就是要你的命
That cost is your very life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们的主不要你其他的东西
The Lord does not want anything that belongs to you.
我们的主是那样的尊贵
Our Lord is holy.
你知道世界上的人可以问我们要求这个要求那个
And the people of the world they can demand this and demand that from you
也许因着他们的地位因着他们的关系他们在我们身上可以就是要求
Because their position because of our relationship they have the right to demand things
但是没有一个人能要求我们的命
There's no one can demand or require your life
只有为我们舍命的主他能要求我们的命
Only the one one who has given his life to us, he can require your life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
做领袖的人的代价, 又是他自己的命。
Because the discipleship is your very life.
你不肯把你的命抬上的人, 不要起来跟从。
If you cannot give your life, do not desire to be a leader.
也根本不能领导别人。
You can never, because you cannot lead others.
因为我们的主告诉我们说,
because the Lord tells us,
我爱不
for the ransom of many.
主也这样的吩咐我们，唱了，我们要爱弟兄，为弟兄舍命。
We have to love our brethren and lay down our lives for them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
主领袖的代价就是他的性命。
The cost of your leadership is your very life.
凡是顾惜自己性命的人
those who preserve their own life,
他不能做领袖。
You cannot be a leader.
一个做领袖的人
to be a leader,
他付出的代价乃是孤单
the cost he paid is lonely
一个做领袖的人因为神给他有信心
to be a leader because the Lord has given you a foresight
给他看见别人所没有看见
he allows you to see what no one else sees
因此他非常的孤单
because he's very lonely
因为没有看见
Nobody else sees it
他看见了
He saw it
他要把他所看见的帮助人来看见
He wants to share what he saw with others
但是别人还没有看见的时候
But the others have not seen it yet
他必须走那孤单的道
He has to walk that way, that lonely way
好像个牧羊的人他要率领他的羊群
Like a shepherd who wants to lead the sheep
他不能挤在羊群的里面
He cannot put himself within the flock
他必须要走在羊群里面
He has to walk in front of the flock
这样的光景是个孤单的
This kind of condition is very lonely
我总记得斯巴克弟兄对我说的话
I remember what Spock told me
他告诉我说
He told me once
那个时候他是浸信会的一位牧师
At that time he was a pastor in the Baptist church
主就开始给他看见神永远的旨意
The Lord revealed his eternal purpose to him
神给他看见教会是灵是天的性质
And the Lord allowed him to see the nature of the church is heavenly
所以他说他用一年的功夫在讲台上就讲神就给他看见
And he said he spent a year preaching what the Lord showed him
但是他说讲了一年
He said after I preached for one whole year
就再说一个人
Only one brother saw it.
只有一个执事了，眼睛开了。
Only one of the deacons saw it.
他看见。
He saw it.
所以你就看见那个道路是何等的孤单。
And you can see the way is very lonely.
我们看见摩西是个孤单的人。
You see, Moses is also a very lonely person.
啊，一个人到山上40昼夜。
And he went up to the mountain himself alone for 40 days.
接受神的律法。
To receive God's law.
当以色列人犯罪的时候。
When the Israelites rebelled.
他再到山上。
He went up to the mountain
40昼夜。
40 days
一个人在那里
He was there by himself
一个做领袖的人是一个孤单的
To be a leader It is a lonely life
保罗一生也是孤单
Paul lived a lonely life
虽然他有他的同工
Even though he his companion
但是他说看见的比他的同工还要多
Because what he saw more than his companion
虽然他很愿意与他的同工也交通
But he liked to share and fellowship with his co-workers
但是有的话他没有办法说
But their words he cannot share
因为他们不能领会
So they cannot understand
所以你要看见说一个做领袖的人是一个孤单的
So you can see to be a spiritual leader is a very lonely person.
到了最后，他说全亚细亚都离开。
And the end said, the whole Asia departed from me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
如果你愿意做属灵的领袖
，if you desire to be a spiritual leader,
你必须要准备做一个孤单的人。
You have to be prepared to live a lonely life.
做属灵的领袖
，to be a spiritual leader,
也必须要出另外一个代价。
You have to pay another cost.
就是准备受批评受剑欺
prepare to be persecuted and to be criticized
有的时候一个做领袖的人他在那里服侍弟兄姊妹
sometimes a leader is serving the Lord
他以为弟兄姊妹 一定很欣赏他。
And he thought foreign sisters also appreciate him.
他这样的尽力服侍他们。
Because how devoted he was.
那他们应当很欣赏才对呀。
They all should be very appreciative.
但是很惊奇的。
But strangely enough.
不但弟兄姊妹不欣赏。
Not only the foreign sisters not appreciate
him. 常常批评他。
Sometimes they criticize him.
你知道。
You know,
如果你不要受批评的话
if you do not desire to be criticized
就不要做领袖
do not desire to become a leader
你如果不做领袖
if you don't want to be a leader
你不但不受批评
you not only will not be criticized
你还有批评人的权利
and you all can have you all can criticize others
但是一个受领袖的人
but to be a spiritual leader
他要准备出这个代价
he had to prepare to pay this cost
如果今天他在神的面前
if he before the Lord
神在他里面
the Lord in his heart
给他有所看见
give him some seeing
给他有所托付
give him some trust
他是真心的去做
he must be faithful to do it
就是人批评他
if people criticize
人误会他
if people misunderstood him
就是人欺骗他
if men rejected him
他要往前去
he still has to go on
要向着他的主忠心
Be faithful to the Lord.
我们做领一个做领袖的人
Those who are in a place of leadership.
他必须要准备对人去
You must prepare to be rejected by others.
你知道许多的时候
Many, many times.
当一个做领袖的人或不做的时候
When a leader
is still living.
Is still living.
人不欣赏他
People do not appreciate him.
当他死了之后
After he passed on,
人就用丢他的石头替他做一个纪念碑
And they began to use a stone they threw at him to build a monument.
常常是如此
This is often done.
这一个就是做领袖要出的代价
This is what a leader must be willing to pay.
但是
But
不是说只有代价没有赏赐
That doesn't mean it's only cost without reward.
我们知道一个做领袖的人赏赐乃是基督自己。
We know the reward of the leadership is the Lord himself.
当他这样忠心为着主的人
When he is faithful to the Lord,
主就把自己多多的给。
And the Lord will be giving more himself to him.
一个做领袖的人的安慰
The comfort of a leader.
那是看见他劳苦的功效。
Is to see that his work.
好像我们的主看见他劳苦的功效，就心满。
When the Lord saw the work, saw his labor, and he was satisfied.
一个做领袖的人
，those who are leaders，
需要很大的代价。
They pay a great cost.
到了那一天
，In that day，
就说
，The Lord will say，
好，良善忠心的仆人
，Good and faithful servant，
你可以进来。享受基督的美
观 Come in and to the joy of your Lord
这一个就是做领袖人的享受
This is the reward of a leader
今天我们在地上
Here we on earth
要跟从我们的主
We have to follow the Lord
到了那一天
In that day
我们要与他一同的荣耀
Then we'll be glorified with him
最后一个做领袖的人有极大的危险
To be in a place of leadership there are dangers
所以圣经说，人以为自己站得稳的要小心。
So the scripture says, if you think you can stand, take heed.
尤其做领袖的人，他的那个试探越大。
For those who are in the place of leadership, you have greater temptation.
第一个试探就是骄傲。
First temptation is pride.
一个人被神使用了
When we are used by God
他就很容易里面起了骄傲的
It's easy to have pride in your spirit
因为说神这样的祝福我因为我有可祝福的地方
You are thinking the way that the Lord is blessing you because you are worthy of his blessing
神这样的用我因为我有可用之处
The Lord is using me because He found something good in it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，许多的人想少用他一点，他是骄傲的，没有办法。
Brothers and sisters, some brothers and sisters, the Lord uses a little bit, and they become very, very proud.
因此，神就不能更多的用他。
Therefore, God cannot use him any further.
许多圣灵的人秀都在骄傲的上面跌倒了。
Many of God's servants they fell. Because of this matter of pride.
箴言16章18节说
Proverbs 26:18
says, 骄傲在败坏之前.
He said, pride is the pride is before corruption.
狂心呢，在一刀之前.
Arrogance. If a person who has a secret pride in his heart,
以为自己了不起了,
as though he thinks he's something,
所以就这样的用我,
that's why the Lord was using him.
跌倒就在前面,
that's where you fall.
许多神用的人,
many of God's servants have failed.
何等可惜的事,
it's very sorrowful.
大卫被神大大的使用,
David was mightily used by God.
但是当他晚年的时候,
at the end of his years,
他要数遍以色列的百姓,
he wanted to count and number the Israelites.
他为什么要数遍以色列的百姓呢?
Why he wants to number the Israelites?
因为他要知道,
because he wants to know. He
will
know how many troops, how many troops he had. How strong he was. God blessed him. He
wants
to know how big that blessing he really had. This is pride. And therefore God deal with him severely. Thank God. He repented. Because he's repentant. After he repented, God gave him more grace. God used David. Chose the place for the temple of God.
Uzziah. 神祝福他,
God blessed him.
叫他的国强成,
and his nation was strong.
也非常的富足,
it was very prosperous. He became proud.
叫到这个地步,
proud to a point.
他跑到圣殿里面,
he went to the temple to burn incense.
因为说他配,
because he thought he was qualified to burn incense.
结果生了大麻风,
and because that leprosy came upon him.
西西家王,
Hezekiah,
被主大用,
he was used by the Lord.
就听他的祷告,
the Lord heard his prayer.
把仇敌打败,
he defeated his enemy.
就祝福他,
the Lord blessed him. And he did many works for the Lord.
但是到晚年的时候,
but at the end of his years,
他把他所有的财宝就给巴比的律师德来看,
and he displayed all the treasures in his house to the king of Babylon.
一样都被隐藏起来,
nothing was hidden from him.
结果,
at the end,
犹太国所有的财宝连人都掳到巴比,
at the end all the treasure and people were brought into captivity.
那个就是骄傲的结果,
that is the result of pride.
所领袖的人特别要注意这件事,
those who are in the church leadership take heed of this matter.
是不正是神大用的仆人,
is man greatly used by God.
他怎么说?
What did he say?
他说,
he said,
成功常常会叫我们到我们的头脑里头去,
success can often enter into our head.
我怎样能保守我不骄傲呢?
How can I keep myself from pride?
那一次我记得说,
I remember,
一切的工作,
all the works are the works of the Lord.
如果主不用我,
if the Lord does not want to use me,
主可以兴起别人来用,
the Lord can use somebody else.
这个叫他常常谦卑的,
and because of this, the Lord kept him in that humble spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
要注意骄傲之间,
we have to take heed to this matter of pride. Second,
嫉妒,
jealousy.
当我们看见别人被神用过于我们的时候,
when you see others are more useful to the Lord,
我们里面就生了嫉妒的,
we become envy.
嫉妒乃是做领袖的人一个极大的试探,
envy or jealousy is one of the greatest temptation of a leader.
圣经告诉我们说,
Proverbs tells us,
嫉妒啊, 像不忠的朽烂一样,
Jealous is the rottenness of your bones.
那基督实在是个大难处。
Jealousy is a big problem.
你看到神拯救以色列百姓出埃及的时候，
When the Lord delivered his people out of Egypt,
神兴起三个领袖来。
The Lord raised three leaders.
摩西、亚伦、米利安。
Moses, Aaron, and Miriam.
摩西乃是像君王一样。
Moses was like the general, the king.
亚伦是祭司。
Aaron was the priest.
米利安是先知。
Miriam was the prophet.
神在那里用这三个人来带领以色列的百姓出埃及，要进到迦南。
The Lord used his three leaders to brought his people out of Egypt to enter into the land of Canaan.
但是你看民数第十二章的时候
，We see that in Numbers 22.
米利安和亚伦嫉妒摩西。
Aaron and Miriam, they were jealous of Moses.
神光对你说话，也不对我们说话吗？
Only God speaks to you and not speak to us.
因着这个嫉妒，
because of this jealousy.
但是大卫的摩西那是最温和的。
Moses was very meek.
我们说摩西不像一个温和的人。
Some people say Moses is not a very meek person.
摩西就是律法。
Because Moses represents the law.
所以所有的这个美术家画摩西啊，都是画的那个肉啊，都是怎么出来的
？So the artist when they portrayed Moses, he was a very serious person.
但是圣经说他是最温和的。
But the scripture says he's one of the meekest person on earth.
温和在哪里呢
？How was he meek?
当他的姐姐、他的哥哥在那里嫉妒他的时候
，It's when his sister and his brother when they were jealous over him.
他一声都不响。
He did not open his mouth.
So he sent you to lay with us.
And so God defended for him.
Miriam 就长了大麻风。
Miriam became leper.
但是摩西为他祷告。
But Moses prayed for her.
叫他得罪。
And she was healed.
嫉妒。
Jealousy.
这是一个。很大的事
态 It is a great temptation.
扫罗这样嫉妒大卫。
Saul was jealous of David.
这是一个很明显的例子。
It is a very clear case.
所以做领袖的人要小心。
So to be a leader, you have to be very careful.
第三。
Third.
做领袖的人还有一个试探。
There's another danger.
就是受人的欢迎。
That is the approval of man.
受人的拥护
The popularity.
哪一个人不喜欢人的称赞
Who does not want to be popular?
哪一个人不喜欢人的拥护
Who does not want the support of all the people?
当神使用你的时候
When God is using
you. 人这个帮助的时候
There when people are supporting you.
人就自然而然他要起来拥护你
And they are there to uplift you.
但是弟兄姊妹要注意一点
But brothers and sisters.
当你看见神的恩典经过你领导别人的时候
When you see that the grace of the Lord was imparted through you to others
不错你里面是有安慰是有喜乐
It's true that you have joy and you are comforted
但是要记得
But remember
你不要因着这个缘故
you, Not because of this
就让他们崇拜你像偶像一样
You allow them to worship you as though you are an idol
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
在教会的历史中
In the history of the church
我们看见许多的被神大用的人
We see many mighty servants of the Lord
因为神用他做许多人做做帮助
Because God used him to help many of his
servants 人的肉体自然然去围着这个人
And then the flesh of those people naturally they come and
Uplifted. They
want to worship this person as though he was their God. And then he finally accepted their honor and worship. As though he was God himself. This is one of the reasons why many of God's servants have failed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
所罗门的地道就在这里。
The fall of Solomon was this way.
Solomon 太智慧了。
Solomon was too wise.
世界各处的人都来听他智慧的。
All the people from all parts of the world come to hear his word wisdom.
他智慧到一个地步。
He was so wise.
他说我要试试 去做经验一切的事。
He said, I want to experience everything on this earth.
无论什么事我都要去经历一下。
Anything on this earth, I want to experience.
但是我要保持我的智慧。
But I want to preserve my wisdom.
结果呢？
At the end,
他样样都去试。
He experienced everything.
他娶了许多外邦的女性。
He had many wives.
他能保存他的智慧吗？
Can he preserve his wisdom?
他成了一个愚昧的人。
He became a very unwise person.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
被人拥护是一个极大的试探。
Allow people to approval is a great danger.
这个我们应当注意。
We have to take heed to this matter.
第四点。
Last, four.
一个做领袖的人认为他自己是不会错的 infallibility.
Okay, if a person thinks infallibility is also a great danger.
不错，一个人他如果多树立一点，
It's true, the more you're spiritual,
因为圣灵在他里面引导他，
because the Holy Spirit is leading you,
所以他错的机会少一点。
It's true that the opportunity to make mistake is less.
一个活在肉体里面的人，
the one who lives in the flesh,
他一动就是错。
The moment you move,
他不动也是错。
Even though if he did not move, he's wrong.
但是一个属灵的人，
but a spiritual person,
他错的机会少，
it'smaking mistakes opportunity is much less.
因为有圣灵在那里管制。
Because of the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
他是不忘记。
But do not forget.
他是个人。
He's still a man.
因为他是个人，他会错。
Because he's a man, he can be wrong.
不要到一个地步，认为说自己不会错。
Do not go to the point that you think you can never be wrong.
他说的话一定对的。
Everything he says is correct.
他做的事一定对的。
Everything he does is perfect.
他说的引导一定是正确的。
Everything that he directs you to do it the right way.
他对于圣经的注解一定是最正确的。
All his interpretation are correct.
如果一个领袖到了这样的地步，
if you arrive at such a point,
这一个人已经跌倒了。
You have already fallen.
没有一个人是不会错。
There is not one person who does not make mistakes.
我们必须要谦卑承认说我会错。
We have to confess that we do make mistakes.
我们要谦卑接受指正。
We have to humble and accept correction.
彼得是个大的领袖。
Peter was a great leader.
他看见天上的异象。
He saw a heavenly vision.
有一块大布从天上掉下。
There was a sheet came down from heaven.
里面有各种的走兽。
And inside there are all kinds of beasts.
天上有声音说，彼得起来宰了吃。
And there's a voice of heaven that Peter arise and eat.
Peter said, 不可以。
The Lord said, no.
我从来没有吃过不洁的。
I never touch this unclean thing.
天上有声音说。
And the voice came and
said, 主是洁净的。
All those who the Lord has sanctified.
不要认为不洁净。
Do not consider common.
三次。
Three times.
然后哥尼流家里的人到了。
Then the messenger from the house of Cornelius arrived.
圣灵所去。
The Holy Spirit said, go.
Peter is, 有意象的人。
Peter is a man who had vision.
但是
But
后来他到安提亚去的时候，
when he went to Antioch,
他与外邦信徒的人一同吃饭。
He was eating with a Gentile Christian.
他实在看见说，在主里面不分犹太不分外邦。
And he saw that in the Lord there's neither Jew or Gentile.
但是当耶路撒冷雅各那里有人来到安提亚的时候，
And so when there are saints from Jerusalem that, from Jacob, James, this is Antioch,
他就哈起来了。
And he was fearful.
他立刻就与外邦的几个信徒不一同吃饭了。
He removed himself from the Gentile saints.
他甚至连巴拿巴也跟着彼得。
And even Barnabas went with Peter.
错了。
Wrong.
保罗虽然年轻，
even Paul was younger,
他看见这件事与真理不合，
he thought this thing was not in line with the truth,
他就当人的面就指着彼得，
and he faced Peter and corrected him.
感谢赞美主。
Thank God.
彼得他没有说我不会错。
Peter did not say I can never be wrong.
今天所谓彼得的圣祭人那个 Pope,
but today even the Pope
今天这些的 Pope 教王啊，这是彼得的成绩。
Yeah, all the Popes are descend, the successors of Peter.
他们认为说他们不会错。
They thought they're infallible.
但是彼得他承认会错。
But Peter was infallible.
他也肯接受那个改正。
And he received correction.
那么最后。
Finally,
一个做领袖的人
to be a leader,
千万不要以为说你是一个不可缺少的人
as though that you are indispensable. Yeah.
没有一个人是不可缺少
No one is indispensable.
谁如果用你的话
if God can use you,
你要感谢他们
you should thank him for it.
但是你不要以为说
but don't assume,
没有你
Without you,
神就没有办法。
God has no way.
你是完全不可缺少。
You are the one who is indispensable.
所以你一定要霸占在哪里头上。
So you have to occupy that place with hold on to your territory.
因为你是不可缺少。
Because you're indispensable.
没有这件事。
There's no such thing.
没有这件事。
No such thing.
我们看见。
We see.
以利亚去了。
Elijah gone.
神兴起以利亚来。
God raised up Elijah.
Moses is gone.
Moses gone.
神兴起约书亚来。
The Lord raised up Joshua.
十二个使徒去了。
All the 12 disciples are gone.
保罗也去了。
Paul is gone.
神兴起提摩太。
The Lord raised up Timothy.
基多。
Titus.
希拉。
Silas.
神也对了一般的人。
All these people.
没有一个人是不可缺少。
No one is indispensable.
千万不要以为你这个人是不可缺少。
Do not think that you are indispensable.
没有你神还能做工。
Without you, God still can do his work.
也许没有你神能做得更好。
In fact, without you, the Lord can do a greater work.
所以千万不要自夸。
So do not think much of yourself.
以为你是不可缺少。
I thought you are somebody.
如果神兴起更能有用的人
If the Lord raised up who is more, a person that is more useful
我再说
I said again
你应当谦卑退让
You ought to humble yourself and allow him to go on
你不要站在那里以为你是不可缺少
Do not stand in his way as though you are indispensable
所以这些都是说属灵领袖的那个试探和威胁
All these are temptations spiritual leaders face Too much, you have a tendency to rely on yourself.
所以我们看见说，神所拣选的人，并不是那些尊贵的人，乃是那些卑贱的人。
And so we see those who God had chosen are not those noble, but those that are humble.
有能力的人不多。
Not many are mighty.
神拣选软弱的人。
He chose the weak.
有智慧的人不多
Not many are wise
神拣选愚拙的人
And he chose the foolish
有的人不多
Not many are
have 神拣选那没有的人
And he chose to have nothing
所以没有人能在神的面前可以夸口
And so there's no one can boast before God
神凭着他主宰的权柄来拣选他所拣选的人
and so God chose according to his sovereignty
但是当神拣选人的时候
so when God chose a person
他不根据人的外貌
he does not look at the external appearance
他不根据人天然所有的
he does not choose according to your natural resource
但是我们看见神所拣选的人最少有一件事
there's one thing in that person God is looking for
最少他在神面前有一颗的心
At least he has to have a heart for the Lord
因为神看见人在他面前有那一颗向着他的心
When God sees that person has that heart toward himself
虽然这个人很卑贱
Even though he is very humble
虽然这个人很软弱
He's very weak
虽然这个人愚拙
He's very foolish
虽然这个人一无所有
Even though he has nothing
但是因为他的心是向着主的缘故
Because his heart turns toward the Lord
我们的神就拣选了他
And then our God will choose him
神拣选他要在他身上做训练的工作
God chose him because God wants to do a work in him
不是说一个人蒙神拣选了
It's not because the man is chosen by God
这个人就立刻在神的手里成了有用的器皿
Not instantly he will become a vessel in God's hand
实在说来当神拣选一个人的时候
Strictly speaking when God chose a person
神根本不能用他
God cannot use him
他拣选他
He chose him
因为他对神有一颗的心
But he had a heart toward the Lord
他拣选他
He chose him
因为这个人愿意把自己放在神的手里
Because he desired to presence up in God's hand.
给神有机会来训练他。
Allow God the opportunity to train him.
给神有机会来栽培他。
Allow God the opportunity to cultivate him.
给神有机会在他的身上做一切应当做的工作。
Allow God to do all the work that is necessary in his life.
所以我们看见说。
So we see,
主宰的拣选和训练并不冲突。
The of choosing and then the training are not contradiction.
可以说训练乃是为着成全神的拣选。
In a way, training is to fulfill the calling.
没有一个人被神一选，他就立刻就成了一个有用的器皿。
There's no such thing once you're chosen, you are able to be used by God.
甚至于我们看到保罗的历史
We can see in the history of Paul
当然我们知道保罗没有认识主的时候
Before Paul knew the Lord
在主神的主宰的里面神实在已经在那里训练他了不过他不知道
In the sovereignty of God he already was receiving God's strength even though he knew it not
因为当他做法利赛人的时候
Because when he was a Pharisee,
他对于神的律法，他是非常的熟悉。
And he was very much acquainted with the law.
虽然他对于律法的看法不准确
，even though the insight of the law was not perfect,
乃是根据古人遗传来解说神的话。
And all that he knew was according to the traditions of the Father.
他不是根据基督来读神的话。
He did not approach the law according to Christ.
但是最少我们看见他对于圣经有相当的底子
But we can see that he was very well acquainted with the scripture
但是当然我们知道他不能被神用
We know that he can be used of the law
因为他凭着他的自己
Because he relied on himself
他根据古人的遗传
He relied on the traditions of the father
他里面没有启示
There was no revelation within him
他也没有受击打扑倒在地上
He was never humble himself and fall before the law
所以他不能被神用
he cannot be used by the law
反而我们看见他对神有极大的损害
in fact he was doing a great deal of damage to God's work
在大马士的路上当神的光照亮他的时候
when the light shone on him on his way to Damascus
他就倒在地上
he fell flat on the ground
他看见了那义者
he saw the righteous one
他又听见了天上的声音
and he heard a voice from heaven
他自己就完全降服于主
and he submit himself unconditionally to the Lord
虽然他一蒙恩了之后
once he received grace
他就与圣主一同出入
and he began to go move around among the saints
并且他也在那里证明说耶稣实在是神的儿子
and he was there testifying that Jesus is the Son of God
但是我们知道这个时间非常的短
but we know this period was very very short
他还没有在神的手中成为一个大用的器
And he's still not the vessel in God's hand that he can use him.
他必须要到亚罗伯的旷野，差不多有三年之久。
In the desert of the Arabic desert.
他在那里在神的面前来学习。
And he was learning there before the Lord.
他根据基督重新来读神的话。
He discovered scripture in the light of Christ.
可以说他是在基督的学校里面，在那里受。
You can see that he was being educated in the school of Christ.
又是他回来之后
After he returned,
我们看见他还要经过更多的训练
He still has to go through much training.
一直到最后神才能在他身上大大的使用
Until then the Lord can really use him.
所以我们知道灵修的训练也是非常的重要。
So we can see that the training of spiritual leadership is very vital.
在属灵的事情上没有天才。
In the scripture, in the spiritual leadership, there is no such thing as talent.
我们必须要在神的面前学习应当学习的功课。
We have to learn all the lessons we need to learn before the Lord.
但是属灵灵修的训练
spiritual training
并不是在普通学校的里面。
We cannot get it in an ordinary school.
不是在所谓神学院圣经学校里面。
We cannot get that through a seminary or Bible school.
而是在那里开班呢？在那里训练属灵的领袖。
We cannot have special training classes for spiritual leadership.
如果我们今天开一个班，要训练属灵的领袖。
If you organize a class to train spiritual leadership,
我们就要发现一件事。
We will discover one thing.
我们所训练出来的人。
The product of our training.
成了教会最大的难处。
Will become the greatest hindrance.
因为这是在训练班里头训练出来的人。
And all these people that are being trained in this particular class.
因为他们知道他们所训练是来做领袖的。
Because they knew they are trained to be leadership.
所以当他们受了一点训练。
And so they have acquired a little training.
受了一点的知识。
They acquire a little knowledge.
学了一点的办法。
Acquire a little method.
他们就以为说他们就是领袖。
They feel they are qualified to be leaders.
他们都是野心勃勃的领袖。
They're very jealous leaders.
可以说他们头脑的知识也许是够了。
Possibly that the knowledge that they acquired was sufficient.
也许他头脑的知识是太多了。
Maybe the knowledge they acquired mentally was a bit too much.
但是他们人在神的面前不是一个属灵的人。
But according in God's sight, he is not a spiritual person.
神的工作是一个属灵的工作。
God's work is a spiritual work.
所以做领袖的人必须是属灵的人。
And so to be a leader, you must be a spiritual person.
换句话说。
Another word.
属灵的领袖的训练不是人能训练出来的。
Spiritual leadership, the education of spiritual leadership cannot be trained by man.
属灵领袖的训练只有我们的神才能训练我们。
Spiritual education can only be taught by the Holy Spirit.
所以有的时候神要用人来帮一点忙。
It's true, sometimes God does use the assistance of some human being.
但是我们要记得说，真正能训练属灵领袖的人乃是我们的主。
We have to realize the only teacher that can train us spiritually is the Lord Jesus Himself. And only in the school of Christ can we learn of Christ.
When
the Lord was on the earth,
He
had chosen 12.
And
the Lord used 2.5 years to train them.
虽然今天我们的主不在地上
，The Lord is not on earth today，
但是我们知道圣灵今天在地上。
We know the Spirit, Holy Spirit is on this earth。
所以今天训练的工作乃是在圣灵的手里。
And so the training, the work of training, is in the hands of the Holy Spirit。
我们要在神的学校里面。
We have to be in the school of God.
在圣灵的指导的底下
，and under the instruction of the Holy Spirit，
我们要来学习。
We are there to learn all the lessons we are needed to learn.
那些的功课，那是属灵的功课。
Those lessons are spiritual lessons.
我们看主耶稣在地上的时候。
We see when the Lord was on the earth.
我们知道对于灵修的训练最好的例子就是我们的主训练十二个门徒。
The best example we can learn is when the Lord took the disciples, 12 disciples and trained them to be leaders.
那个时候跟从主的人很多。
At that time, many were following the Lord.
我们也看见许多人也成为主的门徒。
And many were called disciples.
也有许许多。
The Lord was full compassion for the
masses.
And he looked at them as though sheep without shepherds. And he wanted very much to give himself to them. But we know in those 2.5 years, he was not concentrated on the multitude.
他特别所注重的乃是他所拣选十二个门徒。
He was concentrated on the 12 that he had chosen.
为什么原因呢
？Why?
因为属灵的人是领袖，不能大量生产的。
Because the spiritual leadership cannot be mass produced.
属灵的领袖必须一个一个在神面前受神的训练。
Spiritual leadership needs to be individually, one by one, trained by God Himself.
我们的主只拣选十二个人。
Our Lord only had chosen himself.
Certainly, he can go to all.
12 is already too many.
Let me see what I mean. Certainly, he can go to all.
Our Lord considered 12 already too many.
And then I want to know the further than the quantity.
We know the condition of those 12.
The further than those of the young young.
Those 12 are people of nothing.
And the further than some of the easy to do the land.
All these 12, they have much difficulty in their personal life.
The further than the same.
All this trouble, they need to be dealt with by the Lord. The Lord has chosen the 12. He chose according to his will.
So we see
being chosen is up to the sovereignty of God. And after he chose them,
你知道他怎样训练他们?
How did he train them?
圣经告诉我们说,
the scripture tells us,
主把十二个人拣下来, 要他们与他同在。
He brought those 12 to be with him.
第一件事,
what first thing?
就是要这十二个人与他在一起。
He wanted those 12 to be with him.
日夜在一起,
day and night to be with him.
我们的主到哪里去, 他们也到哪里去。
Wherever our Lord goes, they are there with him.
这些人是一直在一起的。
Those are constantly with the Lord himself.
为什么要他们与他在一起?
Why does he want them to be with him?
因为当他们与他在一起的时候,
because when they are with him,
他们就多有机会来认识主。
They have more opportunity to know him.
当他们来认识主的时候,
when they come to know him,
也同时因着认识主的缘故,
because they know the Lord and they began to know themselves.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们没有一个人是认识自己的人。
None of us really know ourselves.
圣经告诉我们说, 人心比万物都诡诈。
The scripture says the heart is more deceitful above all things.
坏到极处,
corrupted to the such extent.
不但把人骗过了, 把我们自己也骗过。
We not only deceive others, we even deceive ourselves.
我们不认识我们自己。
We do not know ourselves.
唯一我们能认识自己的路,
the only way to know ourselves is in the light of the Lord. In his light we receive light. We can see here
that
the Lord brought the 12 to himself
and
allowed them to see the Lord, allowed them to hear the voice of the Lord. They see the beauty of the Lord.
当他们与他一同住的时候,
and when they dwell with him,
他们就开始看见自己是何等的败坏，何等的不堪。
They began to see how unworthy and how corrupt they are.
叫他们肯让主在他们的身上做不足的工作,
and they are willing to allow the Lord to do the work in their life.
让他们愿意在主面前接受十字架的工作,
and willing to receive the work of the cross.
自等到他们身上就开始起了变化,
until there is transformation taking place in their life.
你给我们看见,
here we see
领袖的训练,
the strength of spiritual leadership,
最重要的,
the most important
thing
is to be with the Lord.
一直在那里看见主,
seeing the Lord there all the time.
你也在哪里看见主,
day and night looking at him.
你一直在哪里看,
and beholding him.
慢慢你这个自己就失去了,
and gradually you lose yourself.
你也甘心乐意让你的自己失去,
and you're willing to let yourself go.
我们不愿意失去我们自己,
we don't want to let ourselves go,
因为我们认为自己太好了,
because we think we are good.
我们有许多美丽的地方,
we have many good qualifications.
我们知道当我们感觉自己不好的时候,
when we realize we are nothing,
那些败坏的,
all the that's corrupt,
我们愿意主替我们出去,
we want the Lord to allow the Lord to remove it.
但是那些天然的好,
all the natural good,
那些天然的美丽,
all the natural beauty,
我们喜欢把它,
we want to hold on to them.
我们不但要把它守住,
we not only want to hold on to them,
并且我们还要加增它,
we want to improve them,
我们还要去修饰它,
we want to cultivate them,
让它现在更美丽,
we want to even more beautiful.
但是弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
一直在那里看住的时候
we are there beholding the Lord
因为他一直在一起
because we are there with him
一直在那里交通
always there for
us 他的荣耀
his glory
把我们的败坏都显露出来
expose all the awkwardness
好像丹以理一样
like Daniel
我们知道丹以理在圣经里头几乎是一个完全的人
In the scripture, Daniel was one of the perfect persons.
他实在是很完全。
In a way, Daniel was very perfect.
他实在是美丽。
He was a beautiful person.
但是圣经告诉我们说
But the scripture says,
当主神向他显现的时候
The Lord revealed himself to him.
他扑倒在地上。
He fell on the ground.
如同死去一样。
As though he was dead.
他对神怎么说呢
He said to the Lord,
他说神啊
He said, Lord,
我的荣美都变成败坏。
He said, my glory is become turned into corruption.
我过去认为这都是我的荣美。
I thought all these things they were my glory.
但是在你的荣耀的光里面
，But in the spot of your glory,
我看见这些都是败坏。
I see all these are nothing but corruption.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
一个要做属灵领袖的人
，If you want to be a spiritual leadership,
他需要这样的训练
，You need such training.
他需要与主昼夜在一起
，You need to be there with the Lord all the time.
他需要常常看见主
，You have to be there beholding Him.
一个看见主的人
，Because you're beholding Him.
所有的人类都要变成朽坏
All your glory will turn into corruption
到了那一天
Until that day
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你是一个受过训练的人
You are a person that's trained
如果今天你进去的时候是如此的
If you go in the way you are today
当你出来的时候你还是那样
And if you came out you still the same way
你不过头脑里多了一点知识
You only acquire some mental knowledge
你天然的人美还在那里
Your natural beauty still preserved.
不但没有变成朽坏
did not turn into corruption.
并且好像荣上加荣
Even turn from glory to glory.
因为你添了很多的知识
Because you have added much knowledge.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
那你在神面前毫无训练
That is shows that you have no education before God.
你在人面前也去受了训练了
Maybe you get education from man.
但是你在神的面前毫无训练
But before God you have no training at all
这样的人不配做属灵的领袖
This kind of person they are not worthy to be spiritual
我们需要看见主
We need to see the Lord
我们需要看见我们的主
We need to see ourselves
我们需要看见我们的荣美乃是我们的朽坏
We have to see our glory is our corruption
这样主在我们身上才能使用
And then the Lord can use us
所以我们知道属灵领袖的训练
So we see spiritual leader at the training of spiritual leadership
并不在乎训练知识
It's not the matter of intellectual understanding
乃是训练我们这个人
It is the education of the whole person
也可以说那个性格的训练
It is training of character
主在那里训练这十二个门徒
When the Lord was training this 12 disciples
他不重在工作的方式
He did not emphasize the method of work
不错他们跟着主在一起
Of course they followed the Lord
他们也看见主怎样的在那里做工
And they witnessed how the Lord worked
自然而然他们也学了这个工作
Naturally they learned something about the Lord's work
主也差遣他们出去
And the Lord sent them out
让他们实地去试验去
And I had to allow them to have some practical experience
碰到难处可以回到主的面前
And when they face difficulty they can turn to the Lord
来这个帮助
to ask the Lord for help
主也做这样的事
the Lord did such a thing
主也教训他们
the Lord instructed them
给他们许多的话语
and the Lord taught them much
more 都是弟兄姊妹
the brothers and sisters
你看见主在那里训练他们的时候
but you see the Lord how the Lord trained them
特别是注意的就是他们的性格
and the one he's emphasizing on their character
我们的性格
our character
乃是在神面前需要再造的
We need to be recreated
做主的工作最重要的是工人的性格
And the work of the Lord the most important thing is the worker
如果主不能把他的性格做在我们的身上
If the Lord cannot work into us his character
我们在神的工作上 就没有用处。
Then we have no part in God's work.
一直到今天，许多神的工作受到损害。
We see that many of the Lord's work today suffer much damage.
都是因着性格的原因。
It's all because of character.
不是因为方法不够好。
Not because the method was not good enough.
不是因为知识不够多。
It's not because it's lack in knowledge.
乃是因为那个器皿的性格上面有问题。
But because of the character of the vessel has question.
如果人的性格上有问题，
if there is a question in that, in the character,
你所建造的
all that you built
都被你自己摧毁，
you destroy yourself，
所以一无所成，
so you have accomplished nothing。
因此我们的主在地上训练他门徒的时候，
so when the Lord was training the 12,
因为这些的门徒都是将来的领袖，
because all these 12 are the leaders of the future，
主就特别注意他们性格方面难处，
and the Lord paid much attention about their character。
而我们已经提过彼得，
we mentioned Peter，
我们看见彼得他的性格，
we saw Peter's character，
他怎样喜欢做头，
how he likes to be the leader，
他怎样多言多语，
and how he is a person of much speech，
他怎样凭着他的冲动行事，
and how impulsive he was。
所以我们看见主一直在那里对应付他这些的情形。
And so we see the Lord was dealing him in all this matter.
我们也看见过约翰的光景。
We see John's character.
主称他是雷子。
And the Lord called him the thunder.
主也在那里对应付他。
And the Lord was dealing him.
很自证到主的爱，成就主就在约翰的身上。
And so the love of the Lord was working into his life.
所以属灵领袖的训练是重在性格的训练。
So the important thing of spiritual leadership is this matter of spiritual character.
并不是重在外面的知识。
It's not on your external knowledge.
也不是重在工作的技术。
It's not on the method of your work.
乃是重在属灵的性格。
It is this matter of spiritual character.
那么属灵的性格是怎么造成的呢？
And how do we educate or train spiritual character?
圣经里头有这样一句话。
The scripture has this word.
在哥林多后书第三章。
Second Corinthians chapter 3.
说我们常做你观看主的荣光。
And we turn our face toward the Lord.
这样我们就开始变化了。
Then we began to change.
荣上加荣。
We changed from glory to glory.
这是他的形状的变化。
A change according to his image.
那是借着主的灵来变化。
According to the Holy Spirit.
那就是说
，That is to say，
如果我们的主在这里
，If the Lord is here，
我们就常坐灵观看他。
We look, we behold him.
我们与他面对面。
We face to face.
当我们这样与他面对面生活的时候，
when you come face to face with him，
你就看见圣灵就在我们里面做工。
We can see the Holy Spirit began to do the work。
他就在那里开始做变化的工作。
And he's doing the work of transformation。
把我们变化成为主的形象。
And we are being transformed into his life。
那是荣上加荣的。
And that is from glory to glory。
所以这一个就是性格上的训练。
This is the training of a character.
有了性格上的训练，
if there's training of the character，
然后我们看见才能在工作的技术上可以得出一点的帮助。
And then we can see that in the work there will be some help.
所以这个是我们的主训练人的那个原则。
So this is the principle of spiritual training.
我们的主怎样训练他的门徒呢？
How does he train them?
我们如果看四福音的话，
We look at the four gospels.
我们看见有几件事他特别加以训练。
We can see there are few points that he tried to educate them.
当然第一件事是训练他们来认识主的自己。
Of course the first thing is to bring them to a real knowledge of the Lord himself.
我们对于主的认识，
Knowing the Lord，
不能根据课本。
We cannot know the Lord according to books。
我们也不能根据人的教训。
We cannot know the Lord according to man's teaching。
我们对主的认识必须根据启示。
We can only know the Lord by way of revelation。
我们的主他在那里问他的门徒说
，When the Lord asked disciples，
人说人是谁
？He said， What do men say I am？ Who I am？
主在那里问这个问题的时候
，When the Lord asked this question，
乃是主在那里开始对人拒绝的。
That was the moment when he was being rejected by the people。
他们就说，有的人说你是以利亚，有的人说你是耶利米。
And some say you are Elijah, some say you are Jeremiah.
就说，那么你们说我是谁？
And the Lord said, who do you say that I am?
你们与我昼夜在一起。
You are with me day and night.
你们究竟认识不认识我？
Do you really know me?
西门彼得说啊。
And Simon Peter said,
你是基督，是永生。
You blessed are you.
因为这个不是血肉指示你。
Because the flesh and blood did not reveal
it to you. 那是我天上的父母指示你。
It's my Father who revealed it to you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们如果与主有交通的话。
If we have fellowship with the Lord.
我们就要从这那里得到启示。
We then will receive revelation from
him. 我们能真正认识他究竟是谁。
Then we can really know who he is.
好像约翰在约翰一书里面这样说。
Like in the Epistle of John,
我们把这个生命的道报告给你们。
The word of life we share with you.
这个生命的道是我们亲耳听见的。
This word of life is what we have heard.
是我们亲眼看见的。
We saw it.
是我们亲手摸过。
We handled it.
那个生命的道。
That word of truth.
所以我们看见。
So we see here.
我们对主的认识必须是头手的认识。
So our knowledge of the Lord must be first hand.
必须是根据启示。
It has to be according to revelation.
那么这个启示从哪里来的呢？
Now where does this revelation come?
就是你与主在那里自己近近的时候而来的。
It's when you are near the Lord and with the Lord.
这种的启示从哪里来的？
Where does this revelation come from?
那也是当你学习受主的对付，同时你也去对付主的时候。
It's when you know the Lord, you're being dealt by the Lord, and you deal with the Lord.
在这样互相的对付的里面，你对主才有真正的认识。
It's when there's this mutual dealing between you and the Lord, you come to a real knowledge of the Lord Himself.
有的时候是主在哪里对付我。
Sometimes the Lord is the one who's dealing you.
圣灵在哪里光照我们。
The Holy Spirit is lightening you.
圣灵在环境里面来管制我们。
And the Holy Spirit is disciplining you through the environment.
叫我们在生命面前有所认识
啊。So that we can learn the Lord.
有的时候是我们到主的面前。
And sometimes we have to come to the Lord.
我们有问题，
we have questions.
我们有难处，
we have difficulty.
我们带到主的面前，
we bring them to the Lord.
我们仰望主来拯救我们。
We seek the Lord to deliver.
就是在这样互相的这个对付的里面。
Yes, in this mutual dealing,
我们就学习了应当学习的。
We learn the lessons we ought to learn.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
灵修的训练
The training of spiritual leadership
乃是要训练真正的认识基督
It's the training of knowing the Lord himself
认识基督在神永远旨意里的地位
Knowing Christ and the center of God's purpose
认识基督在我们个人身上的地位
Knowing Christ in our lives
认识基督在教会中的地位
Knowing Christ in the place of the church
认识基督在一切的人事物中间的地位
Knowing Christ in all that is related to this life
我们多多的来经历基督
We need to experience the Lord
这样我们这个人才能成为一个器
And then we become a vessel
第二
Second,
我们不但要认识基督
we not only need to know the Lord,
我们看见主在四福音里面
we can see in the four gospels,
多次在那里要他的门徒学习十字架的功课
and he desired us to learn the lessons of the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
十字架乃是一个中心
cross is the center.
如果今天一个要做属灵领袖的人
If a person desires to be a spiritual leader
他对十字架没有真正的学习
If he has no real lessons from the cross
这一个人在神的手里就不能被使用
This kind of person cannot be of use
我们的主乃是钉十字架的主。
Our Lord is the Lord who was crucified.
如果没有十字架，就没有基督。
If there's no cross, there's no Christ.
基督必须经过苦难。
Christ needs to suffer.
然后进到荣耀的里面。
Then enter into glory.
在十字架的上面。
On the cross.
他成功了一切的救赎。
He accomplished the redemption.
所有基督的成功都在十字架的上面。
All the works of the Lord are accomplished on the cross.
所以我们知道仇敌就在那里，要叫主不要放十字架。
And so the devil is there to hinder the Lord from going to the cross.
他甚至有彼得来劝主不要放十字架。
And he used Peter to hinder the Lord from going to the cross.
但是我们的主面对耶路撒冷。
But our Lord faced Jerusalem.
他往十字架上面去。
And he went all the way through.
直到他钉在十字架上。
Until he was nailed to the cross.
因此就带进复活。
And then he brought in resurrection. Ascension.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们这一般属主的人
We are those who belong to the Lord.
我们必须对十字架有深切的学习
We need the deep work of the cross.
你如果不是福音你看见我们的主
If we read the Gospels we see the Lord.
他一次两次三次
Once, twice and thrice.
他多次在那里把十字架摆在门徒的面前
And he brought the cross in front of the disciples.
做主的门徒不是一件容易的事。
To be a disciple is not an easy matter.
我们的主也从来不欺骗我们。
And the Lord never tried to deceive us.
他在那里跟我们说
，He told us,
如果人要跟从我
，If anyone wants to be a disciple,
就要舍己背十字架来跟从。
You must deny yourself and take up the cross.
你如果不背你的十字架，你不配做我的门徒。
If you're not willing to take up your cross, you are not worthy to be my disciple.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
十字架必须给我们。
The cross needs to do its work in us. There are many thoughts in our lives. They are all natural thoughts. According to man, that may be good. But our mind needs to be cleansed and renewed by the cross. And Peter was pleading the Lord, said, Not so, Lord. Do not go to the cross. You must love yourself. And our Lord said, Certainly, get thee behind. Because you mind the things of the flesh, not mind the things of the spirit.
然后就说,
and then the Lord said,
人如果不舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我就不能做我的门徒
And then the Lord said, If you do not deny yourself and take up the cross, you cannot be my disciple.
凡是为着我损失你的己的生命的人
For my sake, you lose all things.
你就要得着生命
You will gain life
你如果要得着你魂的生命
You want to preserve your soul life
你要失去你的生命
You will lose your life
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们的心思需要受十字架的罪
Our soul life needs to be crucified
哎呀我们思想真是多
We have much up here
我们人越聪明思想越多
The more we think we're wise The more confident we are
我们有许多的主张许多的办法
We have many ways and many opinions
可以说我们的思想永远不停止的
As though our thinking part is always there thinking
但是你知道谁在哪里操纵我们的思想
Do you know who is manipulating your thinking
那是我们这个堕落的自己
It is fallen nature of us
我们天然就是欺骗我们自己
Our natural self is kind to ourselves.
我们欺骗人的思想。
When we are kind to our own thinking.
我们需要十字架的对付。
We need the work of the cross.
叫我们有基督耶稣的心思为心。
So that we have the heart of Christ.
叫我们肯舍弃我们的自己。
So we'll be willing to let go of ourselves.
叫我们肯做众人的用人。
We want to be a servant to all.
这个是要十字架在我们心思里头做工。
This is the work of the cross in our mind.
哎呀，我们的情感也需要十字架来做。
Our emotion needs the work of the cross.
有的人是情感的人。
Some people are very emotional.
有的人是思想的人。
Some people are more intellectual.
你知道，情感需要受对付。
Emotion needs to be dealt with.
所以我们主告诉我们说。
So the Lord tells us,
人如果爱我，不胜过爱你的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄姊妹，何必自己的生命不配做我的门徒？
If you love your parents, your sisters, but more than I, you are not worthy to be my disciple.
并不是说主不要我们爱我们的父母。
That does not mean that the Lord does not want you to love your mother.
不要我们爱我们的儿女。
Or love your children.
不要爱我们的妻子或者丈夫。
Or love your wife or husband.
不要爱我们的性命。
Or not even our life.
因为我们这个生命是属于主的。
So this life belongs to the Lord.
应当爱他。
We ought to love.
但是许多的时候，这个爱。 是一个肉体,
so oftentimes this love is a love of the flesh or a love of the emotion. The more we love, the more we complicate ourselves. The more we love ourselves, God's love cannot flow out from us. And so he wants to deal with your emotions. This emotion is under the control of a fallen nature. Because of this, once this emotion is expressed, it's doing much harm. It created many problems. Our emotion needs to be dealt with.
不但情感需要十字架的对付,
and not only emotion needs to work
even
our will needs to work at the cross. And some people, they have no will.
好像风前的芦苇一样,
as though there is the blowing by the wind.
风往哪里吹，它就往哪里倒。
And so which direction the wind blows, they have no will.
有的人意志非常的刚强。
And some people have strong will,
像钉子一样,
like iron.
你没有办法摇动它。
You cannot move it.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个都是要十字架的。
All this needs to be dealt by the cross.
一个没有意志的人,
one who has no will,
需要经过十字架的对付。
He needs to work at the cross. And allow his will to be strengthened.
And
this is the application of the work of the cross in our lives. Brothers and sisters,
is
the work of the cross in our lives. Paul wrote to the Galatians,
从今以后你们不要再来搅扰我了。
From now on, do not disturb me.
因为在我身上带着耶稣基督的印,
because in my life I have the mark of the cross.
那个印记是什么呢?
What is the mark?
就是十字架。
It is the mark of the cross.
在保罗的身上有钉痕。
And the life of cross, and the life of Paul, they are wounds of the cross.
他在哪里有伤口?
There are wounds.
He
knows the cross.
因着这个缘故,
because of that,
主的生命能这些的伤口里头流露出来,
the Lord's life can flow all through all its wounds. Allow many to be helped in ministry.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果我们是一个完整的人,
if we are a perfect person,
始终是完整的,
we are preserve perfect person. You know, Job was a perfect person. Job was a perfect person. He was self-righteous person. He wanted to preserve his perfect. But he thought this is glorifying to God. But in God's sovereign arrangement,
God dealt with him.
神在哪里辅导他？
God there departed him.
神在哪里对付他？
God was there dealing with him.
对付到一个地步，
dealing to a point.
又说不再是个完整的人。
Job was no longer a perfect person.
他变成一个破碎的。
He became a broken person.
当他成了一个破碎人的时候，
because his brokenness,
我们看见神的祝福就加倍临到他身上。
And we can see the blessing of the Lord was upon him many times.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们今天是不是一个破碎的人？
Are we a broken person?
如果我们自己还是一个完整的人的话，
if we are still a perfect person,
我们好像从来没有被破碎过，
as we've never been broken before,
好像摩亚从来没有从一个湖里头到到另外一个湖里头去。
It's like
Moab.
Pour from one vessel to the other vessel.
你知道在旧约里头讲到摩亚？
Yeah, in the Old Testament, when it mentioned Moab,
摩亚好像什么呢？
What is Moab like?
Moab 好像酒一样。
Moab is like wine.
这个酒啊，从来也没有从一个瓶子倒到另外一个瓶子里头去。
Never been poured from one vessel to the other.
所以它的元气还在那里。
And so all everything in its original was retained.
里面的杂质都在那里。
All the impurity will retain.